there's no downside in reading. Let me just say that it's all upside, it's all an advantage. It's gonna make you a better person, a better thinker, a better speaker, a better friend. It's learning. And the way that we genuinely continue to say that we are living, we're absolutely living and not just existing, is if we continue to learn.
Entrepreneurs love talking about business. However, it's no secret there's also so many other things they love talking about which are not about business. In the Sea of Business podcasts, none of your business is a refreshing break, a surprise kiss, an afternoon fizz. Through Carla's cheeky and radical takes on mundane and heavy topics, you'll gain fresh insights that guarantee you something to talk about on your first Tinder date, while visiting grandma, or if you want to impress your new boss. Tired of business podcasts? Tune in to None of Your Business. New episodes weekly.
This is Carla, and here we are for another episode of None of Your Business. So today it's just me. I'm not gonna have a co-host. Oh, sorry, my gaming headset is making me look bad. Actually, I'm addicted to this gaming headset. Seriously, I should be an affiliate for it. I don't really like play a lot of games so much, but it's really nice, and I sound so good when I use it. But now I'm going to use an external mic for the first time. So, and I can be a proper podcaster. Today, I want to talk about reading and books. I am an avid reader, and I want to share my love for reading with you guys. And hopefully, my mission at the end of this podcast episode is for you to be more convinced that you should read more, or for you to consider reading again or reading more often, basically just to pick it up as a habit. Let me tell you about how I fell in love with reading. When I was a kid, I think I was in third grade or something, which would make me like eight. I entered school early. I was pretty young for my age, pretty young for my grade, not age. My dad kept telling me about this book. It's called The Little Prince. And it's a really famous book. The original book was published in French, but now it is translated into so many languages, probably over 100 languages. It's pretty classic. There's a story about this pilot who, lost his way, and then he landed in this asteroid and he met this little prince. It was basically kind of like an alien, in the story. And this little prince, this child, was teaching him lessons about life, along with the prince's pet, which was like a fox, and the prince also took care of a rose. And so it's funny because this book felt like a children's book, but it's actually very philosophical. So it's written by this French author, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. I don't know if that's the perfect way to read his name. I don't speak French. I'm sorry for all the French people. Please don't hate me. But you can look it up, and it's a really famous book. And my dad told me, just read this book. It's a short book. If you read this at least once every year, the meaning changes, depends on where you are in life. I found that to be true. Actually, it's really fascinating how books can kind of show you where you need to go or make you reflect about yourself. There's a famous quote in that book that was like, what is essential is invisible to the eye. And in that book, I learned so much about caring for other people, caring for myself, responsibility. I learned and relearned about the childlike way of looking at things, people changing perspectives, choice. There's a lot to learn in that book. So definitely that's one of the books that changed my life. And I'm also going to share the other books that changed my life later. But I'm just telling my story about how I fell in love with reading. And that was the first book I read. And after that, I just started reading so many books. I read Goosebumps books. I read Babysitter's Club, Sweet Valley High. You can probably guess which generation I was born in because of my choices. I don't know, lack of choices in books. I also read a lot of Mills and Boone romance novels. It was pretty fun. Yeah, that was my life, my reading life. Right now, I read a lot of personal development books, psychological thrillers, business thrillers. I love business thrillers, especially those who talk about like the downfall of a company, because it helps me like look at things and learn things that, you know, learn from the mistakes of others, basically. That's my first experience towards reading. And then I just started reading. For me personally, reading is a great experience because it gives me permission to get lost in myself and by myself. It elevates my thoughts and expands my worldview in such a way that it feels like someone else, someone with more experience. Basically, that's what an author is. Like these authors, these people condense their life's work, condense their life's biggest learnings into a book so they can share this with you. And they give this to you in a platter. And so, you know, the best way is for us to really take it and learn from them. And that's why I read. I read because it helps me expand who I am. It helps me, you know, have these conversations with different people in such a way, you know, the authors in such a way that I'm learning so much from them. And every time I read a book, I feel so blessed that I am in front of such wisdom, such learning or entertainment. You know, I read a lot of Sophie Kinsella. She's super funny. For those who don't know, she's the author of Confessions of a Shopaholic. That was her famous book. And it also became a movie. So, you know, she's super funny. And I remember I had also a phase where I was reading a lot of Nicholas Sparks. So yeah, I think that you should read. And if you're intimidated by reading, let me tell you this. I really sincerely, you know, don't believe that people are averse to reading. It's just that we have to find the right avenue and the right topics. There are topics which we are super interested in, right? And so you choose books, or you can even start with something low commitment like a magazine or a website on your iPad or a blog, and start your journey with just reading more. And this can be like also very meditative. I think that everyone loves to read as long as it's something that they're really, really interested in. It's like going to college or starting a course or learning something or learning a new language in your 30s. You know, it's like, it's not easy, but, and sometimes, you know, right now with social media and everything, lessening our attention span, sometimes you would think, oh my gosh, it's so challenging. I can't find time, quote unquote, I can't find time to sit in one place and just read a book. Who has the time? So it's really, you know, it would be stupid if we think of it that way, because there's 24 hours in a day and we really have tons of time. And you would be surprised how even 10 minutes a day would make a huge difference if you just spend it reading. I keep a lot of books around me, so an environment is also good. This is my other tip, you know, getting yourself into a habit of reading is to really surround yourself with the right influence. So first of all, maybe you can ask your coolest friends what they particularly like reading, or the last exciting book they've read. You buy these books, or you buy the books which has the highest like ratings probably on Amazon on the topics you like, the topics that you're really, really passionate about. Like my partner is really passionate about golf and surfing. And so he loves reading about surfing and golf. For me, it's so boring. I'm sorry, because it's not my interest. But for him, you know, he's really interested in it. And so that's why, you know, it's really like fascinating for him, and he can do it probably for hours, you know, if he wants to. It's the same thing with me. I can get lost in a book. I can finish a book in like 3 days or something like that. But it's not even like, are you a fast reader or a slow reader? It's not even that. It's just to get yourself in a state of just enjoying this adventure that you have in your mind. It really is a good feeling. It really is. You feel the expansion of yourself. I think that would be like the biggest benefit, probably the biggest reason why you guys should read. Another thing that I wanted to share is I also like reading out loud sometimes. It helps me practice how I speak English. So I speak English as a second language. I grew up in the Philippines. For those who don't know, I'm Filipina. Although my latest ancestry test, DNA test, showed that I was like 65% Chinese, 12% Vietnamese, and 12% Filipina. But I'm like super Filipino, Filipino AF. English is my second language. So another benefit of reading, if English is your second language and you're reading books in English, is you get to improve your speech. Even like correcting yourself when you say certain words, when you know how these words are said, the punctuations, reading with feeling and keeping yourself from being monotonous. You know, if you're studying to be a public speaker, if you want to be a better speaker, if you want to start a podcast, reading aloud is also a really, really good way to practice. And it's just another benefit. Another benefit of reading would be, you know, you become a really interesting person. People will love to be around you and hang out with you. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to be Mr. Trivia or Mr. like Jeopardy champion in like dinner tables. But what I'm trying to say is if you continue to read, you'll always find like these little treasures of information. You will see that, you know, people will, you know, people learn a lot from you. And then people also consider you as, you know, a very interesting person. So then these kinds of impressions, even people saying, oh, you know, Carla, she really loves to read, and people having that impression that people who love to read are smart, that can get you in a lot of really good places in life. I'm never nervous coming to a dinner by myself, or even if I don't know anyone on the table, because I read so much, and because I'm genuinely curious about things, I know that I'm not going to fall flat on, you know, during the conversation on like certain topics, opinions, or, but at the same time, of course, I love to listen. When you're listening, right, you're learning new things and you're downloading new things, just like reading. And also, but if you're speaking, you're just repeating what you already know. So listening is also really good, obviously. And speaking of listening, if you feel like you have no time, quote unquote, no time to sit in a chair or sit in a corner and read, then you can try audiobooks or even like YouTube. Like there's complete books on YouTube that you can listen to or listen in the background, like when you're working out or when you're driving, you know, like instead of listening to music that you've heard over and over again. I mean, don't get me wrong, music is amazing. It gets us into a different state immediately. It's pretty magical. Music is magical. But reading or listening to a book or learning something new is also a very good way to, like, you know, learn about life and be able to you know, expand your being, just like what I always say. There's different ways to read, right? You can like listen to an audiobook, there's paper books, there's ebooks, and you can also highlight, you can fold, you know, interesting things. You can also apply it immediately. Like maybe you can journal about what you read, or if you want to strike a conversation about it, if you want to discuss your opinion on something, then you can call up your smart friends and say, hey, you know, I read this, and I want to get your opinion about it. Reading is really good for you. And there's tons of benefits. Let me share my favorite books, or basically like books that changed my life. So as I was planning out this episode, I wanted to, you know, tell you about these books that changed my life. But at the same time, I also wanted it to be really meaningful and to be able to inspire people to read more. And oh, by the way, please comment on my Instagram or on my YouTube or Spotify, or send me a message on my, you know, social media pages. If you have a book recommendation for me, please send me your book recommendations and send me your feedback about this episode. I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear from you guys, you know, your favorite books, what you've learned, if you applied something that I shared with you here, and if you know you benefited from it, I would love to hear. That would be like the best gift for me. That would be super awesome. Number one, of course, The Little Prince. I already told you why that book changed my life. Next would be Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. So Viktor Frankl is a Holocaust survivor, and he was telling his story about how he survived the Holocaust, and his mindset and the way that he was thinking and the ways that he changed his perception about the things that were happening around him in order for him to survive and to be mentally strong enough, even in the worst of times. I love this book. Just a little warning, you probably could not last more than like 20 pages without crying or shedding a little bit of tear, because it really is sad. And he's such a good writer too, so he's really good at like describing how he felt and all that. So Man's Search for Meaning, it's also a book to, you know, to remind you about to be grateful with life and everything. So you'll really appreciate it. You will love that book for sure. Another book that I really love is Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life. I chanced upon this book while I was like really depressed. My mother just passed. And it was like the lowest point of my life. And I remember I couldn't move and I just laid in bed and just stared at the ceiling and I didn't know what to do. I haven't experienced that level of depression before. And my boyfriend at that time read this book to me from the side of my bed and I just started gaining strength. And it was such a good book because it's a book about personal responsibility, how to live your life better. It's really like just rules for life. I know a lot of people disagree with Jordan Peterson in terms of, you know, their political stand or, you know, wherever they are in the, you know, in the political sphere of things. But this book is immune from any politics, actually. So if you take the book as it is, if you take the advice, really make it meaningful, you know, Jordan Peterson always says that, like, your main responsibility in life is to make it meaningful. No, it's not money, it's not relationships, it's not health, it's to live a meaningful life, whatever that means to you. And that's it, you know, so just do it. I love that book because it teaches people how to be responsible with their own lives and how to take like the choices that they made for themselves and to turn it into growth and how to become a better human being for other human beings. I really appreciate that book. And yeah, you know, if I had so much money, I would just buy that book and give it to teenagers and to fathers and to people raising kids and to people who are leading companies, to people who feel like they're alone. I would love to give it to people who are in prison, who feel like it's, you know, it's a dead end or something. It's such a really good book to, you know, to find meaning in your life. So get it. I also like The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. It is such a great, how do I say this? Gateway book to Stoicism. So after that, I've read other books from famous Stoics. I love As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. I love that book. I'm also reading this book, which was like, what is it? Hold on. The Daily Stoic. I was just looking at my bookshelf. The Daily Stoic. And it's like every day, you know, it's just like lessons from famous Stoics and famous philosophers. And it's a, you know, Stoicism is a way of living life without, you know, a lot of triggers, and it simplifies life to its core and to its meaning and makes life easy for you too. So Obstacle is the Way. I love that book because it's explained so easily. It makes Stoicism approachable and friendly, and the stories are animated and they are just told very well. And so it's not boring. Actually, like, I think I finished that book in like 2 days or something. It was such a good book. And then after that book, it convinced me to go ahead and, you know, find other resources about Stoicism and all that. And so it was just like a really, really great experience for me. Who is another really great book? It's about hiring, actually. It's by G.H. Smart. I forgot the names of the authors, but you can look it up. It's just Who, WHO. I love that because as a business owner, one of the things that no one's really born with, and I always tell this to people because I have an outsourcing company, and being a business owner for like 13 years, I've always seen people become good at sales and people who get this feedback that they are natural salespeople, they're natural leaders. So there are talents that are kind of natural to us. But there's one very important thing in business that doesn't come natural to us, and it's hiring, team management. So you have to learn that. Even if you're, you know, I always joke about this, even if I am the eldest child of an Asian family who lost my parents early in life, and you would think that I'm such a great leader. I've learned all the leadership principles, but leading a business is different. And so I would definitely recommend this book to everyone out there who's starting a business, or even if you already have a business, there's a lot to learn in that book about hiring A players and how to keep them and how to maintain like really good like flow of highly skilled people to like join your company. A little bit of business talk there, but it is a book that changed my life because, you know, in our business, you know, in outsourcing, it has to be the thing that we should be the best at, because the reason why people outsource is they don't want to do it themselves, but they also don't want to deal with, you know, the pains of HR or something. And so outsourcing is a good like in between if you don't want to hire someone full time or hire someone, you know, and take them on as an employee. All of the paperwork that goes through that, all of the work that goes with like keeping a technically an employee, so they go in outsourcing. So hiring, team management, it is one of the things that we're really, really good at Scalewind. And so that's why I love this book. And if you can apply this book, and if you read this book and you can like experience the magic for yourself, I would be very, very happy. Speaking of HR, there's another book about team management and conflict resolution that really changed my life too, because I'm also using some of these principles when I get into fights, like with my sisters or with friends or with, you know, the person I'm dating or something like that. It's called Radical Candor. It's by Kim Scott, if I'm not mistaken. And it just talks about, you know, being candid in relationships, being honest. It talks about a very special level of accountability when it comes to dealing with people in order to avoid conflict. So I will share one of the best things that I've learned from that book is they said that if you're dealing with a problem at work, instead of mediating with, you know, between two people and having them face each other in a conference table, why don't you all like take a walk, you know, and do a walk and talk? And this is because, and you can do this with your partner too. And, you know, I told my partner about this actually. If we're going to fight, I think it's best if we go for a walk, because it said that the mere act of moving forward and your legs moving forward, it subliminally tells your brain that you're in this together and you're in this to commit to move forward. So I really, really love that principle. And I love that little like technique. And I, you know, I share that with everyone I, you know, I know who has a problem with some conflict at work or some conflict at home. At the same time, it's also good exercise, you know, get your steps in. It's a really good book, Radical Candor. Check it out. The next book, or probably the last book that I will share, is also kind of related to work. It's called Deep Work. Deep Work by Cal Newport. I love that guy. He has also a famous TED talk about deep work and about unadulterated and like no distractions kind of work. He talks about the difference of multitasking and switch tasking. And sometimes when we think we're multitasking, just like keeping different tabs on our laptops, sometimes we're actually just switch tasking. And you know, if we think that we're saving time, we're actually not. We're sacrificing a part of our productivity. And it's also bad for the brain. And so he details all of that in the book. And then he teaches us how to focus more and how to do deep work that matters. And it's not only, you know, about work per se or your business. You know, as business owners, I know you guys are always invested in whatever will make you produce more work or whatever will make work easier for you so you can just make more money, right? But deep work can also be applied in, you know, different areas of our life, like doing chores or cooking or talking to your siblings, you know, something that you feel like you need extra work on or focus on. You will learn a lot of principles from that book. Yeah, those are the books that changed my life. Basically, I just kept writing like the highlights of my favorite like reading life. I just stopped when I stopped. So after I wrote down Deep Work, I just couldn't think of any other book, but which means that those books are really the books that made a big difference in my life. So feel free to share your experience with those books as well, or share some books that you find are awesome. I've read so many books in my life, and there's so many audiobooks in my phone. These are like the best of the best, the creme de la creme, and I'm giving it to you. So yeah, we're now, you know, heading towards the end of this podcast. Thank you for, you know, listening. I hope that I convinced you to read more, and I hope you get to check out some of my favorite books, and let me know if you have any other, you know, recommendations. There's no downside in reading. Let me just say that, like, it's all upside. It's all an advantage. It's going to make you a better person, a better thinker, a better speaker, a better friend. It's learning the way that we genuinely continue to say that we are living. We're absolutely living and not just existing, is if we continue to learn. Our brains and our human potential is so vast, and it would be a disservice if we stopped taking advantage of the expansion, all the expansion that we can get. That felt like a Miss Universe speech, but I really, you know, as you see, I'm really passionate about reading, so I thank my dad for that. He was a voracious reader. He would gift us like encyclopedia. I remember, oh my God, I remember us incurring a huge debt for this like big encyclopedia package that he bought, before the internet was a thing, right? And we just like read it over and over again, and we just discovered a lot of different things, and it was such an awesome experience. And I'm also very happy I was able to share that experience with my sisters, that they're going to share that experience with their children as well. So I'm really excited. And I'm really excited for them. They're going to live a really good life. And maybe, when my nieces and nephews are in their 30s, they'll be also like starting or talking to a podcast saying how reading has changed their life. All right. So, well, thank you so much for hanging out with me. See you next week for another episode of None of Your Business. Bye. So it's a wrap. To my entrepreneur friends, I hope that you found this episode interesting and enjoyable. I know I did. Support us by following me on Instagram at Karla Stefan, KarlaStefan, and our sponsor, Scalewind_outsourcing. Also, if you like this series, find us on Spotify and Apple iTunes, None of Your Business. You can also follow me on YouTube. My handle is Karla Singson, and maybe leave us a comment or a review because you're cool like that. If there's any topic that you want to request, feel free to reach out. I only have two requirements. You tell me why you find it interesting, and you promise it's not business talk. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for your interest in fun stories. Now we can get back to business. See you next week, and remember, everything here is none of your business.